Welcome to Kids First Coming Attractions. Before you go out and spend money on that new movie, make sure to listen to the entire show right here on the Voice America Kids channel. We'll take you behind the scenes and preview new movies and DVD releases. Now, here are your hosts for Kids First Coming Attractions.
Thank you and welcome to Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids Network. I'm Jerry Orz, and today we'll be talking about a whole bunch of fantastic films and shows, but right now we're going to be interviewing an author whose name is Pamela Folan, and she's the author of the book series Megan's World. Pamela, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Jerry?
I'm doing very good. Thank you so much. So let's just jump right in. Can you tell me a little bit about your series for people who don't know about it?
Yes, the Megan's World series is for pet lovers, based upon my love of animals, wanting to teach children the proper way to have and care for pets. The books are written for ages 8 to 13 years old, but like I said, anyone who loves pets will love the series. There are 3 books out so far, centering around the heroine of the book, Megan Thompson. In the first book, she finds and raises an abandoned litter of one-day-old kittens to prove to her parents that she is responsible enough to have a pet. And this is based on my real-life experience of finding and raising bottle raising for one-day-old kittens. And then in books 2 and 3, she is pet-sitting, first for her neighbor's pet and then for the veterinarian's capuchin monkey to earn money so that she's able to keep caring for her kittens. But she develops a love of animals, and by book 3, she's even considering going into veterinary medicine.
You know, I just love the story when it's kind of from the kid's perspective and the kid's living the life. Now, something that is in your first book, Megan's Munchkins, is the parents are very wary about letting the child take care of animals, and, you know, animals are a lot of responsibility. For parents out there who are feeling that way, very wary of getting their kids an animal to take care of, what advice would you give them?
Well, expect a child, no matter whether it's a 13-year-old or an 8-year-old, to fully take care of a pet 100% is a fallacy. No child, no matter how mature for their age they are going to be able to do it. But like the talks I give at local events, pets can teach children valuable life lessons in responsibility, compassion, trust, loyalty, all sorts of things. So if the parents use that as a learning tool for the child and accept that they, at the end of the day, are ultimately going to be responsible for making sure the pet's care and health is up to the best quality, then it can be a wonderful experience for the family.
I think you make some very good points. I have several animals myself, and you're right. They are a lot of responsibility, but they can change you for the better. I love my dog. I love my cats. My next question for you is, why did you get into writing, and specifically, why did you want to write about pets?
I have loved writing. I've written short stories, I think, all my life. I know my mom has all the short stories I wrote back in grade school and middle school. So it's always been kind of a hobby for me. I spent the first 10 years of my working life in pet hotels and pet resorts, being a dog trainer and a front desk representative and a kennel tech. So I got to see a lot of different pet personalities and people's personalities, and it really gave me a lot of great ideas to base my characters, like the Driscoll's pets that Megan pet sits for in the second book, are all based on true pet sitting experiences that I've had in my working life. So just it was knowing that I had all those resources from my years doing that, and then when I found and raised the abandoned litter of kittens that I still have all 4, and I call them kittens, and they just turned 5 years old. So, you know, I love them, and I thought, what a great idea to try and teach children how precious pets can be, instead of reading all the shelter signs that are on the dogs and cats at the Humane Society saying the child lost interest, the child didn't take care of it, so we're surrendering the pet. So that was my drive and my ultimate goal with the series, is to reduce that, to teach young readers that it is a 10 to 15 year commitment, depending on the lifespan of the dog or cat.
I think those are very good messages for kids, and it's a lot to think about when considering getting an animal as well. You're listening to Kids First Coming Attractions on the Voice America Kids Network, and today we're talking to right now Pamela Folan, who is the author of books, part of the Megan's World series, and she is writing all about pets and how kids can take care of them properly and stories based off her own experiences. Now, I have a kind of more tough question for you. Would you say that you have a favorite animal, either as a pet or just as a general animal?
Oh, gosh, that is a tough question. Every pet I've had across my life has been loved and beloved and treated like a king or queen. I mean, my friends will tease me saying they want to come back as one of my pets because your pets have such a good life. As far as picking a favorite, I would have to say it was my dog who passed away a couple years ago, Sunny. We called him a dog and a person in a furry body. He was not a dog. He was so smart, and we had such a connection. We were on TV shows together. He was an amazing pet.
Well, I'm so sorry for your loss. You know, dogs are just wonderful creatures. They truly, they're not just animals, you know. They're kind of part of your family. It's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Thing to have a dog. So I want to talk about the book a little more. You know, a lot of kids out there are trying to write books themselves, and a lot of them are writing about animal stories like you did. What tips would you give them?
That's perfect. If you're passionate about animals, then absolutely they can write stories about animals. My best advice for them is to write about animals that you're familiar with, or if not, then make sure you do the research. Like the pets in Munchkins and Megan's Pet Scene Adventure were all real-life pets that I pet sat for. I knew the care and requirements for illustrating correctly the care routine that would be required for a dog, a cat, a bird. But a capuchin monkey is something I've never actually handled in my life. So I had to do a lot of research to be able to convey correctly what a captive capuchin monkey would require for care and feeding and all that type of stuff. So as long as they're passionate about pets and writing about ones that they know about or willing to do the research to get there, more power to them. I encourage anyone that wants to write a book too, because it's a very rewarding experience.
Oh, I definitely agree. There's nothing like seeing, either if it's a short story or a full-fledged novel, just kind of seeing a complete full story. It's definitely an incredible experience. Now, did you always want to write these stories, kind of write about animals, or is this something that you decided recently?
I've always enjoyed writing as a hobby, and I grew up with a house full of pets, and now, as an adult, I have my own house full of pets. But it was really finding and bottle raising the abandoned litter of kittens that drove me to, okay, I want to pursue this. I want to write about animals and create the Megan's World series.
Well, I think it's really great that you were able to take a life experience and turn that into a wonderful story for kids to enjoy.
Now, thank you.
Of course. So let's say someone in real life comes into that scenario where they find a box of very young kittens or another animal very young outside and just in the streets. What should they do?
Well, there are several options. I am obviously during kitten and puppy season, the shelters and the humane societies have foster parents and foster workers in place ready to take on the abandoned litter of kittens or puppies or whatever. So the rescue groups and shelters do have the staff and equipment to be able to handle them. Like when I did it, it was 8:30 at night, and I knew I couldn't get in contact with anybody. And so I just did the research, and I've taught myself along the way how to care for the kittens, because when I found them, they were so severely dehydrated, they didn't even have the strength to suckle on the bottle. I had to eyedropper feed them for the first 24 hours. But it is a huge time commitment, because that first day I was feeding them about every hour with the eyedropper. And then once they started taking the bottle, it was every 3 to 4 hours, including the middle of the night. So.
Well, yeah, you know, kittens are basically just babies, so they need to be fed like them too.
Exactly. They're just as helpless. So if you have the time and patience to learn and do it yourself, then great. If not, make sure they get to a good shelter and rescue group that will raise them.
Well, I think those are all great tips. Thank you so much, Pamela, for talking to me about your books as well as your experience and your tips for people.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me on the show. And if I can tell you my website for anyone that wants to know further about what I'm doing and what local events I'm appearing at, my website is PamelaFolan.com.
Thank you very much. Of course, as Pamela said, if you're interested in anything she does, check out her site, PamelaFolan.com. Let's take a break. I'm Jerry Orris, and you're listening to Kids First Contractions, and this week's show is sponsored by the Boxcar Children Surprise Island.